coming up on Packers Today.
He bounces back to the left out of the pile and goes in to score. Touchdown, Titans!
I think it's a great matchup. I think it's going to be a heck of a game. Their run game versus our run defense, it's going to be a hell of an afternoon.
He's nabbed by Kerry Clark.
The last time the Packers faced a top-flight back, they were gashed for more than 150 yards. Can the Packers redeem themselves against the best the AFC has to offer, DeMarco Murray? Larry and I break down the matchup in Music City between the 4-4 Packers and the 4-5 Titans, next on Packers Today.
Every game for us is a game that we need to win. That's that.
I think our defense is a good stack up against their offense.
Very confident that we'll go down there and win.
I'm pissed. You know, there's no other way around it. We should have played much better and done a lot of things better, and we didn't. It's embarrassing. You gotta be better. If it doesn't piss you off, then that's an issue. And I think we have a lot of people that are pretty angry.
Everyone a little angry after that loss last week, but we're going to try to channel that and make it a little more positive today. Ted Stefaniak, Larry McCarron with you today. Welcome to Packers Today, brought to you by Verizon. And Larry, I thought Mike Daniels kind of set the tone early this week for the team.
Yeah, he sure did. And the important thing about that is leadership starts with performance, and Mike Daniels is a performer, so what he says matters, and the guys will listen.
I would imagine the Tennessee Titans, as they come into this game at the beginning of the season, probably were thinking, okay, well, this is going to be a tough game against the Green Bay Packers. But after the Packers lose a couple of games, does that help them mentally maybe think, well, we got a chance against Green Bay?
Well, I don't think the Titans are shaking in their boots now. And that's not so much a reflection of the Green Bay Packers. It's a reflection of the Tennessee Titans. With their 4-5 record, they have already won more games than they did all of last season. They are feeling pretty good about themselves, and I don't think they look at the game against the Green Bay Packers as a problem. They look at it as an opportunity. And for more on the Titans, I think it'd be a great time to have our scouting report brought to you by CarMax. And here are five things you need to know about those Tennessee Titans.
Marcus Mariota is a fine young talent who can beat you with his arm or his legs.
Mariota keeps. He's to the 10. Mariota turns the corner to the 5. Touchdown! Titans!
The chink in his armor, turnovers. Of the 13 the Titans have as a team, Mariota is responsible for 12.
It was hard to get takeaways in this league, but when the opportunity presents itself, we have to make the most of them and try to get those takeaways.
Last season, the Titans ranked 25th in rushing. This year, they're third, thanks in very large part to the addition of DeMarco Murray.
He's a hard guy to tackle. He's a big body. He seeks contact, and he loves to plant his foot and get downhill.
DeMarco running to the right, to the 10,
uh-oh,
to the 15, to the 20, to the 30. 67 yards, DeMarco Murray.
Tennessee is Heinz 57 when it comes to offensive personnel groups and alignments. If the right tackle looks undersized, he is. That's Murray, the aforementioned running back.
Looking at it first, you're just like, what the heck is their plan with that? But, I mean, they're doing it, and they're scoring a lot, so it'll be a good challenge, and I'll be up for it.
Titan defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau may be 79 years old, but he remains cutting edge when it comes to creating confusion. Linemen up and stunning. Linebackers down and rushing. And it works.
Under some heat. Hit. Sack!
We're playing against a very talented defense, especially in the front seven. And, you know, they obviously have a lot of pressure packages.
The scariest player in that front seven, tackle Jarrell Casey. He's a beast at the line of scrimmage, and his motor is off the charts. That's 305 pounds on a dead sprint downfield, catching Antonio Gates from behind.
When you go against a good player like him, you have to be locked in every play, because you know he's going to bring it. He's talented. He can make plays. So, you know, no matter what, every play you got to bring it.
In trouble. Sack! Jarrell Casey!
And actually, Ted, I think I should have had six things you need to know about the Tennessee Titans, because I need to mention Delanie Walker, their tight end. I always thought as a San Francisco 49er, he was underutilized because they have that fellow named Vernon Davis. But he's getting utilized big time in Tennessee. This is just his fourth season there, already over 250 catches. Just a real nice-looking player, very productive.
The Titan defense, of course, they're led by the mastermind, Dick LeBeau. This guy just keeps going and going. One of the special minds, defensive minds in the NFL.
Yeah, he is, and actually he's been around forever. He was actually coaching the secondary for the Packers when I was a Packer. That is forever. That is forever ago. But he is still right up there at the top of his game. And when I look at film of the Titans, I get a headache trying to figure out where they're all at, who's coming from where. It's a really complicated look, easy to get confused. The Packers got to mind their P's and Q's when it comes to mental preparation for today's game.
What do you remember about Dick LeBeau when he was here back in the 70s?
Just an energetic young coach. I wasn't individually involved in his room, so I don't know what that was like. But it seems like the fellows that played for him really liked him, enjoyed him. And the thing I remember most as a player from a different position group was his enthusiasm.
Still to come, Aaron Rodgers is tied for the league lead with 17 red zone touchdowns. We'll highlight one of the reasons why in this week's Chalk Talk. Plus, left tackle and fullback, two positions called upon to do the dirty work. And it's not always glamorous, and it rarely gets praised. Larry bucked both of those trends when Packers Today returns. As we head to break, a look at the series matchup between the Titans and the Packers.
Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon.
Time for this week's Chalk Talk, brought to you by Sandwich Bros. It turned out to be too little, too late. But when it comes to X's and O's, the Packers' last two offensive plays were really cool.
On the first, they're in a 3-by-1 formation with the innermost of the three, Jordy Nelson, catching a quick pass from Aaron Rodgers. With Davante Adams and Randall Cobb in front of him, it amounts to a two-man screen. And with Adams and Cobb blocking, Nelson making one miss, the Packers are down to the three.
We're at that point where we had to make some plays and give ourselves an opportunity to win the game, and we were able to make the plays then.
On the next play, the Packers flip the 3-by-1, but the Colt defenders are all the same guys. This time it's Adams inside looking for the quick pass, with Cobb and Nelson setting up the two-man screen. Looks can be deceiving. Cobb's block is just a fake. The defender is totally fooled. And a tracer from Rodgers later, it's a one-score game.
Yes! Back line of the end zone, Randall Cobb!
We stuck with what we liked and very simple stuff the last two drives, and we moved the ball down the field. Put ourselves in a position, but obviously it was too little, too late.
And Ted, looking at the tape, those two plays were kind of my favorite thing scheme-wise. But when it comes to individual plays, I got a couple I got to show you. One involves young second-year fullback Aaron Ripkowski. And people talk about how important it is to pick up the blitz when you got Aaron Rodgers playing quarterback. Well, this young fella had the blitz pickup of all time. He's back there. He steps up. There's a blitz in safety. bang. And he didn't stop him just in his tracks. He knocked him to the dirt. I mean, it was an atomic bomb of a block. And we talked to Aaron about it, and he gave us the backstory on the blitz pickup of all time.
Kind of acted like I didn't see him in blitz pickup. Like, I knew who my key was, who I was going to, but I did the whole okey-doke, act like I don't see it, and then came back in at the last moment, and he didn't have enough time to react. So it was quite the collision.
That's what you like to hear. That's what you like to see from your big fullback. Get out and hit somebody.
Absolutely, Ted, and we are not through. I have got another outstanding block to show you. It involves David Bakhtiari, the Packers' left tackle. Came on the very first offensive play against the Indianapolis Colts. The Packers are running the ball off the left side where Bakhtiari is playing. He's got a critical block against Robert Mathis. He gets into Mathis, and he's working him off the line of scrimmage. Has a fine block at that point, but he is not satisfied. When Mathis tries to disengage, Bakhtiari redirects that massive body of his, stays right on Mathis, and ends up driving him into the dirt. I mean, Mathis is laying there doing the chicken, and Bakhtiari's hustling downfield, looking for somebody else to hit. I asked David about his drive to finish.
It's just an attitude, you know, in the run game. Coach talks about it. We always preach it, getting after defenders in run game, make them pay when we have the opportunity. So just taking advantage of the opportunities is honestly what it comes down to.
Some great blocks, some great hits last week against the Colts. They're going to need to do that against the Titans again today, especially against linebackers like Brian Arakpo. You know, that guy, he had 7 sacks last season. He's already got 7 this season in the first 9 games.
Ted, he's a good football player. He's a real-deal rusher, and he'll be working against primarily David Bakhtiari. And this is just another day at the office for Bakhtiari. Every week he goes out there, and he's going to get the opponent's best rusher. And he handles that responsibility very well, week in, week out. Having a heck of a year.
Coming up next.
Gordon, big hole. Titans blitz, and they got creased for 43 yards.
Last week, Melvin Gordon and the Chargers ran over and around the Titans defense to the tune of 208 yards. Is this the week Ty Montgomery and company deliver a rushing touchdown for the Packers? Larry and I are back after this timeout.
We haven't seen from Ty Montgomery.
Inside the number 20, puts tackle 15.
Went through 2 Chicago Bears, took 3 to get him down. Ty Montgomery with a breakout game on a number of different levels.
Ty Montgomery has done a little bit of everything in the absence of Eddie Lacy and James Starks. At 7.3 yards per play, he's proving to be more than just a gimmick. Earlier this week, Coach McCarthy was asked if Ty can handle the responsibilities of a 3-down back.
I think you got to get past his number. You know, he's not really number 88. I mean, he's a 225-pound, 222-pound man. He's physical, he's strong, and he's really worked hard at the pass protection techniques.
Wide receiver turned running back. He can do a little bit of everything. Larry McCarron, of course, caught up with Ty earlier this week to talk about his great versatility.
I was thinking, you know, you're like the offensive version of Micah Hyde. You can do anything. You're just a football player. What do you think?
I like the sound of that. that's the mindset I try to have. That's how I was raised. I'm being completely honest. That's the mindset my mom instilled in me. She's always wanted me to be a great athlete, be very, very versatile, and doing whatever is asked of me.
after struggling through an injury year last year, is it, do you find yourself even more appreciative of the opportunities and the fact that you're making the most of those opportunities?
Yes, 100%. I feel very blessed. It's a blessing every time you come out of a week healthy, because you never know what might happen. I wasn't expecting that to happen last year, week six. So every week it feels like a blessing, and I'm blessed to come out healthy.
And Ty Montgomery, he's doing a pretty good job. 5.7 yards per carry.
Pretty good.
That's not bad.
That's real good, Ted. You're hard to please.
I am.
You must be really hard on the girls' basketball team, huh?
We demand excellence.
They go home crying. That was a good three-pointer, but not quite good enough.
Not quite enough. You can be back further.
All right.
Hey, I tell you what, but Ty Montgomery, just terrific. When you look at that yards per average, you know, is it time to consider Ty Montgomery a full-time running back?
I want to tell you a little secret, Ted. He has been a full-time running back for about a month. When he practices, he's with the running backs the entire time. And I'm assuming when they meet, he's with the running backs the entire time. And what you've got is a guy from the little sampling we have that can carry the ball like a running back, but he can run routes like a wide receiver. Now, that's kind of a problem matchup for any defense.
And, of course, James Starks, we keep hearing that he might be getting closer and closer. We won't get the injury report until 90 minutes before kickoff. But James Starks, that can certainly boost this run game as well.
You know, it's interesting, Ted. He returned to practice this week. And Ty Montgomery, he's done a fantastic job, as we pointed out. But James Starks lining up in the backfield, he's a full-grown running back now. I mean, it's just a whole nother dimension when you talk about a big, physical running back. He sure looks the part, and as we know from past performance, he plays the part.
Well, no matter who carries the ball for the Packers today, there's some opportunities. It looks like there are some opportunities for the Packers to get that run game going. Of course, the Titans, they had a tough week last week against the Chargers. They gave up over 200 yards rushing.
I'm sure Mike McCarthy noticed that, and Ted, I'm sure you noticed last week against the Colts after a couple games of a lot of spread them out, 4 and 5 wide receivers. The Packers got back to more base personnel against the Indianapolis Colts. Clearly, Mike McCarthy feels the running game, regardless of what he's got or who he's got available at running back, is important to the overall offensive effort as well as the overall team effort. Because when you run the ball, you eat the clock, you keep your defense off the field. So it'll be interesting the approach he decides to take against the Titans today.
Coming up next, Delanie Walker might present the most interesting matchup of the day. When we come back, Larry looks at how the Packers might try to slow down the veteran tight end. As we go to break, take a look at the NFC North standings.
We just need to weather, I think, some of the ups and downs a little bit better. Obviously not the way you want to start a game with a kickoff return for a touchdown, but we need to weather that a little bit better this week, all of us. And it'll start with me, and I'll make sure that our guys are ready to play and we're enthusiastic about it and fired up to be out there, because it's a great opportunity and a great privilege to do what we do, and we're not going to take it for granted.
Welcome back. You know, throughout the week, we've been watching the energy level, the locker room, I think, build throughout the week. And
it's interesting, Ted, you mentioned it. That energy, that was the big word right after the Colt game. And Mike mentioned it, and Aaron mentioned it. But then Monday, Mike came back and said, you know, after looking at the tape, the energy wasn't bad. Now, we didn't play well all the time, but energy really wasn't a problem, and the tape doesn't lie. And I think sometimes you get out there and you get a kickoff returned as soon as the game's underway, and suddenly that kind of throws everybody on their heels. And things, you can't help it, things are a little different. But as far as the actual playing, it seems like the energy was fine.
All right, what's the big matchup you're looking for today?
I think a big matchup will involve Delanie Walker, who we talked about earlier, a real talent at tight end. And I think he's too much receiver to think linebackers are going to cover him on a regular basis. So Delanie Walker versus either of the Packers' safeties, Ha Ha Clinton Dix or Morgan Burnett. I think those guys got to have their coverage skills really at the top of their respective games against a tight end like that. That's the matchup I'm watching.
All right, and we'll be listening as well on the Packers Radio Network.
Thank you, once again, you're keeping us employed.
I'm trying, Larry.
My cat has to be fed.
Have a great call. We'll see you next week, everybody, on Packers Today.